The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Welcome into the Sunday Sip on 620 WTMJ. Greg Matzik here with my friend Nick Faluca. He is part of the Palermo's Pizza family. You've heard me talking about Palermo's for a number of years. Well, they've been a staple in Wisconsin celebrating their 60th anniversary. Nick, congratulations on that success. It's a great family-run business, and you've got a great role within the company, Chief Product and Innovation Officer at Palermo's.
Yes, thanks for having me here. It's an honor to be in business for 60 years in the great state of Wisconsin, city of Milwaukee, so it's truly an honor.
You have a fun title. It looks great on a business card, I'm sure. This means you get to try stuff, you get to see what works, what doesn't work, and in the process, develop your incredible line of frozen pizzas.
Yeah, the title, it's definitely an interesting one. You know, part of it is product, you know, just having really cool, innovative new products, but also it's innovation in everything we do at work. And so it's not just being happy with the status quo, it's always improving and making things better. So that's where the innovation part comes into it.
Well, celebrating its 60th year in business, Palermo's, how did it start, Nick? And how did it become a thing that you now do and call a career?
Yeah, so my grandparents came over from Palermo, Sicily, hence the name Palermo's Pizza, in the 1950s. In 1964 is when they started their bakery on Milwaukee's east side, Palermo Villa. And then in 1979, we finally got into frozen pizza, and we've been making amazing frozen pizzas ever since. My grandfather and my grandmother, who's still alive today, my grandfather passed away a while ago, but you know, I think there's a couple things that really have stood out to us and really make us special. I think one, it's that customer intimacy. It's treating that customer like they're special. And the second is really, really great pizza and really great food products. The third is treating your employees great. And those three things we continue to do today, and that's why I believe we continue to stay successful.
So what did you learn that made you so good at your job now, you know, developing and growing through a family business? Because you were around this before. I think you were even legally allowed to have a job.
Yeah, pizza's pretty much all I know. Pizza's all I've been doing for my entire career. And so, I mean, there's been a ton of learnings. I think one of them is understanding what the consumer wants and making sure that you're delivering the product that's for them. Because if it's just what I like, well, I think some people might like it, but really it's about what is that consumer like and finding out the best product and price point for them.
Well, and I guess it's why you develop so many different brands and varieties, right? Some are overflowing with toppings like Screamin' Sicilian. Some are a little more mindful indulgence, we call it, like the Primo Thin. My wife likes thin crust. I like a little more Neapolitan crust. You have to answer the demand of the consumer.
Absolutely. And I think that the demands change over the years. You have some years where people are, you know, more focused on health and wellness, and you have some years where people just want indulgence. And I think we've learned a lot that a one-size-fits-all doesn't really work in this industry.
Nick Faluca is the Chief Product and Innovation Officer at Palermo's Pizza. All right, so what is it for you? Is it about the sauce, or is it about the toppings and crust?
It's about the crust for me. I mean, your base is your canvas, and a great crust is our canvas, and we put a lot of pride and effort into making that great crust. And we have different crusts for different occasions. And so for me, that's the number one.
Ideal crust for you is what?
I'd say like a medium thick crust. In general, my favorite style of pizza is like a New Haven, New York style. So kind of like that medium thin, that's my go-to.
So which of the Palermo's brands best exemplifies your favorite style of pizza?
Screamin' Sicilian, hands down, exemplifies my favorite style of pizza. It's like a medium thickness, stone-fired crust made with tons of butter. I get a nice crisp bottom, but a nice, you know, tender middle.
Okay, so that is my favorite too, hands down. And my wife swears by the Primo Thin. She just likes the thin crust and thinks it's hard to find a great one. But you've got stuff in between. You've had a partnership with, you know, Stranger Things, Netflix, with a Surfer Boy pizza that has all these crazy toppings. Your job in your role as an innovator is to try and seek out these opportunities, push the limits a little bit. That's got to be incredibly fun.
It's really fun. It's always coming up with new ideas. And again, it's looking at the best-selling pizza is always going to be a pepperoni pizza for the most part, or sausage if you're in, you know, in the Midwest. But I mean, you can't just keep having, you know, 10, 11, 12 pepperoni and sausage pizzas. You have to come up with new ideas. But also knowing that those are going to be the best-selling pizzas in the market. And so it's that fine line between new innovation, unique innovation, but also what is going to sell the most pizzas, because at the end of the day, that's what we do, is we sell pizzas.
Palermo's proudly made in Milwaukee, right in the Menominee Valley, on your way to the ballpark if you take Canal Street over that way. I've been by the facility a number of times. I have to ask you a question about scalability, because as you grow and evolve and meet the demands of consumers nationwide, how do you ensure the quality is there as you get bigger? That's not easy for every company to do.
I think, you know, it's creating really good processes that ensure that when you're developing a new product, that you build those processes at the very beginning. And so it's not just coming up with an idea and saying, oh yeah, we can make it once in the lab and make sure it's fine. But every pizza we make, it's line trials and it's test production runs, and it's doing it multiple times to make sure that that unique crust can be made over and over again. And one of those items that we launched recently, which is really fun, is our new Screaming Sicilian Tavern style. We scoured all of Southeast Wisconsin for the best restaurant tavern pizza. And then we said, you know what? We are going to make the best ultra-thin crust tavern pizza. And it sounds easy. Oh, just a really thin crust. You put some toppings on and there you go. You got yourself a frozen pizza. But because of the thinness of this crust and the delicate nature of it, we had to do so many different line trials to find just the right balance of thinness and crispiness. And then the toppings that go on it, if you put too much, it might get soggy. Not enough, it doesn't eat well. And so, again, that project was probably a very long process to get it just right. Not just that we did it once in the lab, but that can be done over and over again.
It sounds like a lot of visits to bars and restaurants in the state of Wisconsin over the course of a year or so.
Yeah, that was definitely a benefit of trying the best Wisconsin tavern-style pizzas. So.
Nick, what does it mean to you to be so deeply involved and rooted in a family business? And your family is still involved every day beyond yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. I mean, there's things that I've gotten to learn that I would have never learned anywhere else other than being in a family business. You have your ups and your downs, and you know, your conversations and arguments, they go from the boardroom to the dinner table and back and forth. But I think that just makes us stronger and makes us closer together by being able to have those good, tough conversations and being able to work through things. And the good thing is that we all share the common goal. So it's not like there's different shareholders who are thinking one thing and the family thinks something else. It's, you know, we're very unified in our approach.
Nick Feluca is the Chief Product and Innovation Officer at Palermo's. Well, Nick, thank you for joining us, and congratulations. 60 years, Palermo's celebrating their anniversary in 2024. And happy National Pizza Week, my friend.
Thank you.